down.
You're listening to
Live 99.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey,
Cliff.
Hey, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. You know, things have been a little odd around here lately. missing a person around here, but...
missing a person.
Not odd, but they've been hard, you know. Doing all this stuff on my own.
On
go get all our own food.
On my own. How does that go?
I don't know. Something like that. You've tuned into Cliff and Ghost to Ghost, in case you're wondering.
Speaking of the miserable, just so fat. So
let's just get that out there right now.
I was talking earlier today, and I just felt the fat on my face just like bouncing.
You can feel it bounce. I just want to point out how long it's been since Cliff was talking about how skinny I looked, and how that has reversed itself. And now I'm thinking about those days with happy memories in the past.
Someday Kendall will revive the hashtag Slim Kendall. Someday we will. Maybe today's the first step of a 1,000-mile journey.
Maybe not. Pass me the Oreo.
But speaking of the missing persons department.
Yeah.
Now, last week, eagle-eared listeners will note that we aired just some old rerun from the archives.
We got a lot of emails about it.
And so many.
No.
So many. And all addressed to Mailer Damon. And he had a lot to say about it.
A lot.
But anyway, some old rerun from the past. But that's because we did a show, and it was... After we did it, we just took a vote, and we said it was too... sad, because it was the goodbye show to our old assistant Austin, who is gone.
Our longest assistant.
He's been here for a while. He's an assistant who did not die. He did not get promoted to head writer. He did not go to an insane asylum, and he didn't become a nanny.
Yeah.
She had style. She had flair. She was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl would
die? I was like, I know you're not going to stop
that. Exactly what the doctor prescribed. Okay, but anyway, he was our long-standing assistant there, and it was sad to announce last week that he was going to be leaving us forever.
Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful show.
Well, it was a long, sad show.
It was a 20-minute song, Cliff sang.
Listen, we had to do a lot of verses of Sarah McLachlan's I Will Remember You. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was just deemed too sad all around, and so that was shelved permanently in the shelf.
Well, it's sitting there to be filed. Well, Austin's not there to file it.
We'll leave it whenever we get a replacement. But anyway, he's gone. He got his dream job. He's a file clerk at a uranium mine in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So he's history. But anyway, that was what we did last week. That explains that.
Now you're all caught up.
Now you're caught up.
This week, let's move on to the future, because it's so sad that I have to go get our own food, and you know, nobody could carry the amount of food like Austin could. It's tough to replace. But this week, we're moving on to different and better topics.
Moving on.
We're talking about pet sitting this week, Cliff, because I know you're like, why? Why are you talking about that?
Why?
Because Mr. Snodbottom, he had this bird brain idea. Get it?
Yeah.
We are pet sitting Terry the Tip's bird.
Yeah, she has a canary. It's called Canary Grant, and it, you know, it's out there. Mr. Snodbottom,
Mrs. Potter Butter turns
it.
Yeah, she's brought some seed in that little doily bag.
Oh yeah, that was like one.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like you wanted us to come in, dear.
Yeah, hey boys.
Of course, you know, we always want you to come in.
Don't spook the bird, boys.
He's very shy and frightened, but isn't he beautiful?
Oh,
he is a beautiful bird.
Listen to that beautiful bird song.
Oh, dear. Do you remember on that date we went on, dear, to the bird sanctuary, dear? Sitting there for hours rocking, just listening to those beautiful birds sing.
Yes, and it wasn't until hours later on the drive home we realized a Connecticut bluebird had fallen asleep on your hat, dear.
Right, dear. I thought it was part of the hat.
It was squawking and squawking in the car.
That is a wonderful story.
Oh, man. So this.
Do you want to hold him, dear?
Well, no, let's leave him in the carrier there.
Okay, dear.
We don't want him to get loose. That would be terrible.
Oh, that would be awful.
If the bird got loose, that would be awful. So are you feeding him that stuff? What is happening here?
Dear, well, I bought this what? It's a bag of birdseed I made myself with this beautiful doily.
She was up all night working on it, boys.
Well, dear, you can't just put birdseed in anything, dear.
Dear, you know I love your meticulous eye for detail.
Oh, dear, thank you. I do want to make sure everything is perfect. You know me. But anyway, it's a beautiful doily, and it's got a little ribbon on it, dear, so it's kind of like a satchel, like you'd keep your coins in, dear.
Well, I think even the bird is, the canary's gonna appreciate that.
I think it will, and if you want to make any more of those and put some candy in it, we'd be happy to eat those.
You know, candy.
Oh, dear, no one needs candy in this room,
the little things.
It's the little things.
Well, dear, we don't want to hold you up, dear. We just wanted you to see the bird, dear. Canary grin.
Come along.
Isn't that a wonderful day,
yes,
dear?
Come along, bird. Come along, dear.
Oh, that's quite right, dear. Did I ever tell you the time, dear, that I...
Oh, what a wonderful group of people.
What a wonderful group. Oh, Kendall, now let me ask you this. I hope our listeners are just vibing out at home. I hope that each and everyone is just vibing their own vibe.
I hope they have some performance-enhancing podcasting drugs over there.
You know, if Lance Armstrong's listening, he's doped to high heavens.
Good
God. But anyway, listeners are vibing out, and they're saying, hey, this is my magic time. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, that internet talk show of your / radio filler program for KBSA. Rye 99 in Busheltown. They're vibing out, and that's what they're saying, Kendall, as they vibe. And so what I want to say to them, let me tell you this. I know how they feel, because it wasn't so long ago. I have an old note over here.
Uh-huh.
I have to remember what I was going to tell you. Had some dust on it. But anyway, I was vibing out one day, and I... Somehow, don't ask me how.
Don't ask me how.
Suddenly got violently ill. And I found myself kneeling in front of an old porcelain throne. And I don't even remember if it was like a successful kneel, but it was long and painful. But anyway, as the room like started to just spin spin me baby right round, right round. I thought maybe I should listen to the show. Maybe that would make things a little bit better. And so I turned on some episode, but minutes later, I thought, God, I cannot stand hearing this. 1 second longer, you just, every word we said was like, it just made me sicker and sicker and sicker.
Exactly how the listeners feel.
This is how listeners and critics have described their own experiences for years, and I finally got it.
You finally had a wake-up call.
Finally got it.
Well, good. I'm glad you shared that with us there on the show.
Yeah. So I hope I didn't harsh anybody's vibe as you're vibing out.
I'm not vibing out anymore.
Kendall, can I tell you why I hate vibe out so much? It's on this commercial. Do you see this commercial? I've been watching Here's Lucy on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
And this, you know, the same commercials run over.
Oh, yeah.
And one is for some stupid music service. And it's like, we got a song for every mood when the sun's out and you're vibing out. And I'm like,
I think I have seen that one.
Sun's out, vibe out, or whatever. I'm going to vomit every time.
I'm going to vomit out.
I hate it. Hate it. All right. That's something everybody should know.
Oh, it is.
About pet sitting.
It's time for the
intro.
They should know.
Here they are.
Here they are.
Bobbing out.
All right, Kendall.
All right, Cliff.
I know that you know this.
We'll see.
What type of entertainers debuted in European courts in 1202?
1202. two. Was that a magician?
No.
A clown.
That was when they were the first burned at the stake. It was a court jester.
Close enough.
Not close
it's
enough.
It's the 12-step program to
no,
magician.
No.
All right, Cliff.
Yeah.
What U.S. state is the final resting place of John F. Kennedy?
Oh, that's Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We visited his web... I mean, it's...
His web page.
We visited his gravesite.
Uh huh. In the pop up ad of the unknown soldier.
In the.
All right, Kendall. What dead toe tapper was shown dancing with a cordless vacuum cleaner in a 1990s TV ad?
Oh, what's that?
Through the magic of special effects,
was
no less.
Fred Astaire.
dancing cheek to cheek with.
With Herbert Hoover.
Freaking Hoover. Yeah, that was old Fred.
Old Fred. Love old Fred. Cliff, what book club launched in 1996 virtually guaranteed a bestseller status for its selections?
Oprah's on.
That's it, Cliff. Oprah.
Now, Kendall, everybody knows this. What horse of the year for 1995 and 96 turned out to be a dud as a stud?
What horse?
Yeah, so not you.
Seabiscuit.
Oh, Kendall, this is famed horse of the year 2 years in a row, 95 and 96. Dud of a stud, Cigar. The famous.
Can't believe I didn't get that one.
Yeah, you remember that song Neil Young wrote, that song about it. Ran through the desert on a horse named Cigar.
Song was about that. Got it.
Guess I should have rented a car.
Speaking of songs,
yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
What Bob Dylan song did the Rolling Stones start performing in the 1990s?
Oh, was it Like a Rolling Stone?
Boom! You got it. Can't run anything past you, Cliff.
No, you freaking can. Kendall, finally.
Finally, thank God.
Finally. Who flogged his fragrance titled Release Me on the Home Shopping Channel?
Release Me?
Everybody knows this.
Bob Saget.
No, Kendall, you've got an Engelbert Humperdinck about this one because it's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Of course.
And his famous fragrance called Release Me.
I'm going to have to get me some of that.
Release me, let me go. That's what the listeners have been saying.
So weird. All right.
For Cliff, 20
years. I'm going to take a break. I want to go out there and pet the canary.
Okay, go. Now, don't spook it. It's easily spooked.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
See this cute little vial here? It's crack, rock cocaine, the most addictive form. You think it's the glamour drug of the 80s? Well, that's the point of this friendly little reminder. It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
Crack cocaine. Don't even try it. The thrill can kill.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Oh. No, that's me. I was just doing the old bird calls.
Oh, good.
Everybody knows me for.
if Cliff's known for one thing, it's bird calls. Cliff, I talked to my mother while we were on break just then.
All right.
And she called it. She was all in a panic. She said.
A flutter.
All in a flutter. She said that she just wanted to make sure that all of our listeners knew there's some tips that if you are ever pet sitting someone at their house that you need to know about.
Well, let's see if Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potterbutter Butter Turner are following these.
Well, I don't think they have to worry because they're by whoa, God, what kind of animal are we sitting there?
I hope the bird didn't get spooked.
It just exploded into a ball of feathers. This is for if you're like going to somebody's house to pet sit, Cliff.
Okay.
To carry keys with you at all times in case you have to get out real quick. Yeah. Somebody comes and tries to murder you.
Sure.
Keep your phone with you at all times.
Sure.
She said, practice dialing 911 on the phone even with your eyes closed, because it could be a new kind of phone that you don't understand or know. Have a card on you at all times. You know, my mother doesn't understand your cell phone works like that.
Yeah.
But to have a business card on you or something in case the cops come and there's law enforcement interactions.
In case you need to jimmy the birdcage open.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, of course, always carry pepper spray, just in case.
Pepper spray.
So she wanted me to pass that along, so I told her I would.
And if you're horse-sitting a horse, salt lick.
Oh good lord.
Well, I think that it is time to turn up the heat.
Uh-oh.
In this mother loving show.
Let's do it.
Let's turn it up.
Let's get some hot subjects.
It's time for hot subjects.
Oh, let's bring them in.
Come on in.
Oh,
come
dear.
Come along, bird.
Here we go. Oh dear. You do go on, dear. Well, I'm so excited. I've got some hot subjects that I'm excited to talk about.
Well, bird, don't be saying anything too controversial now.
You know me.
It's meant to be controversial.
That's what this subject, this segment's all about.
That's the subject of the segment.
Which controversial. I'm just going to start us out. The Pope.
Oh, bird.
I knew you'd love it. Don't say anything terrible about the Pope.
Please don't disparage the Pope in front of Terry the Temp's bird.
Look. Here's the subject. The Pope. They're talking about him getting an Instagram account. What do you think about it?
I don't know what that is, but is it some sort of insurance? Holy insurance for his tall hats that he wears?
Dear, you know the thing that Austin would always look at on his phone, dear? The little pictures that would fly by, dear?
Don't bring up Austin, dear.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I know it's
left
hard
us to become
subject.
A file clerk in Switzerland,
well, he
dear.
Went to follow his dream. What if we didn't follow our dreams? We wouldn't be here.
Well, yeah.
We would have dropped here on your doorstep.
Now, Kendall, I've got a hot subject.
All right.
For you over here.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about this? This new movie, Batman versus Superman.
Oh, who cares?
Aren't they friends? Why would they be fighting? Am I the only one who doesn't want to see them fight?
Here, is this two different movies, dear?
No, it's one. It's where they're coming together. It's a grudge match.
It's called a mashup.
But, you know, I can only eat mashed potatoes if Mrs. Puddleblood strains them first. If there's any sort of peel, it upsets my bowels, bells. Oh, my. Even the mention.
Not that
seems
type of mashup, dear.
I hope it didn't spook the bird.
I think we've had enough Batman movies and Superman movies.
What are you talking about, Bob? Maybe speed along to the next.
All right, what about this, Mr. Steinbottom? Have you heard about the man that peed in the Rice Krispies on the assembly line?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I can't even begin to explain the breach of etiquette of that, dear.
Can you tell it to me in like 5 words? Because I have not heard about it.
Well, there's a photo a man released, or a video or something, who worked at Kellogg's or some one of those plants, wherever they make Rice Krispies, and showed him like peeing into the Rice Krispie vat.
Dear, it's so obnoxiously awful, dear.
Turn in my stomach.
What kind of world do we live in, dear?
I think it's
kind of funny.
Well, all right. Now, let me ask you this. I got one more hot subject over here.
All right,
here.
Hit us.
You may have others. I don't know. Now, have you heard this in town? Spokler's Hot Air Balloon Field, which we've all spent so many hours just there looking at the balloons as they go up in the air and
back down.
Dear,
it's 4 a.m. on Saturday mornings, dear. It's beautiful with the sun coming up over the balloon.
It's beautiful. To see the sun rise over a balloon is the only way to go. They're closing that down. It's being transformed into a gun mega mall.
Oh, are you serious?
You know, they're going to have clearance and slightly irregular assault weapons. And it's just they're deflating the hot air balloons later this week.
No, they deflated my emotions, dear.
That's terrible.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to rant on this show. I'm so sick of seeing, you know, I drove to Smackover a couple weekends ago to pick up this shipment that came in. And I have to say, I had never seen so many billboards for armories and 12,000 type of guns and get your bullets here and I am so sick of just guns.
Oh, please stop speaking about guns and the Pope and urination, but these type of things that we discuss on the air.
It's not about somebody has to talk about this stuff. It's terrible.
We saying these things
dear,
on the air.
You know, dear, it's very important that we express ourselves the way we want to. Dear.
Oh, I disagree, dear.
Why won't you stand up for guns?
Never be.
But I mean, against guns.
Spooking the bird, buddy. Here, squawking.
Oh, my God. All right, why don't you just take that bird, take it out of here. This is it.
Look, this has been too controversial for this bird.
I gotta take the bird for a walk.
Oh, quite right, dear. Let's be good for some fresh air for all of us, dear. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
That was some hot subjects, if I've ever heard some.
Well, you know, we turned up the heat, and that's what we said we were going to do.
Well, Cliff, I would take a little trip myself.
Take a little trip.
Uh-huh. Down around the Busheltown.
Down around the Busheltown.
They're going for a walk. Why don't we go for a walk in Busheltown?
All right. Let's see what the trolley is doing.
Oh, hey, trolley. What is going on?
Whoa. All right.
Ooh. All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
This week's journey to Busheltown is called Once a Queen, Always a Queen. We begin our journey in the oldest part of the South Busheltown suburbs at the end of a long driveway in the grand home of Leonora Hecklebone. It is morning, and the sweet silver song of a big-bellied tick bird greets Leonora as she sits in her dressing gown, gazing at her reflection in the vanity mirror.
Why, I do so love that beautiful bird song. It seems symbolic of the joy in my own heart today. I'm just about so happy I could burst. To think that Scotty could be here any minute with the papers for me to sign. Soon, Leonora Hecklebone will be a household name. Oh, I better change out of this lacy dressing gown and into something more... Uh-oh. Well, Scotty has surely been waiting long enough to see me in my dressing gown, and I guess today's the day. What an exciting time in both our lives.
Good morning, Leonora. You're looking lovely as ever. And has the devil replaced my eyeballs with mini television sets tuned to adult programming, or are you wearing nothing but your dressing gown?
Oh, Scotty, you old flatterer, you. I just thought since you've been my business manager in Beau for over 3 months now, and since today is the day we signed the papers, I thought we could do a little celebrating. I thought perhaps we'd have champagne, and I might let you go so far as to caress my shoulder this morning. Either one's okay with me, left or right. It's gentleman's choice. Oh, Scotty, you did bring the papers, didn't you? They didn't back out or anything, did they?
No, nothing like that. Let's have a seat over here on the divan.
Scotty, I can't take the suspense any longer. Tell me everything they said.
Oh, Leonora, I wish you could have come to the meeting. Damn their rules about not negotiating with the talent in the building. The theater has such ornate ceilings, higher than even the tallest basketball player could reach. And the carpet. It's a thick, luxurious shag, so deep that anything dropped on the floor is instantly lost, as though swept away in the tide.
So you showed them the camcorder footage? They loved me?
Did they love you? Would I be here holding these official legal documents for you to sign if they didn't love you?
The papers! It's all happening. So this is what it feels like when dreams come true. I've wondered for ever so long.
Leonora, they were very impressed with the recordings. They especially loved your closing number.
Busheltown Gal? Oh, Busheltown Gal, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Busheltown Gal, won't you come out tonight? And dance by the side of the rye.
Beautiful. The audiences are going to have no choice but to give you a standing ovation after that one, my dear. Mark my words.
Oh, Scotty, unroll those papers and let me get to signing. I have a feeling I better perfect my autograph before opening night.
I do agree, my beautiful Leonora. By the way, why, you are more ravishing than a rye blossom covered with fresh morning dew. Have I mentioned that today?
Yes, on the phone this morning, you mentioned it.
Good. But speaking of opening night...
Oh, will it be a star-studded affair? Will my name be up on the marquee? I do hope they have enough E's to spell my name correctly. Sometimes they run out, you know, and they substitute a backwards three. Oh, I just think something like that could ruin my opening night. I might not even be able to go on. Oh, Scotty, please don't let them use any backwards threes to spell my name.
Dear, on that one you have my solemn oath. Only letters in my rye blossom's name. But speaking of opening night...
Yes?
They're going to need just a bit more money. Just to top off the financing for the whole production.
More money? I already paid for the camcorder tapes at the drugstore. And after you recorded my performance, I bought you that car so you could drive the tapes to the theater. And then I wrote that check for $400,000 to cover my portion of the production costs just yesterday.
Well, if you think you've spent enough, I'll just tell them. They seemed very reasonable. I'm sure they'll understand.
Really? Scotty, I don't want to do anything to jeopardize my career.
Nonsense. You're right. You've covered enough of the costs. Although, those big plastic E's for the marquee are awfully expensive.
Oh, Scotty, don't say things like that. I'll write them another check right away. How much do they need this time?
It's one final lump sum, you see. I'm certain that after today, you'll never have to write them another check. They just need another $400,000.
Another $400,000? But, Scotty, I just balanced my checkbook this morning, and I only have $400,099 in my account. If I write them this check, I'll only have $99 left. I have to send a payment of $100 to my mother's nursing home at the end of the month. What if I can't and they kick her out in the street? She's blind and only has one lung! And she has a large collection of Precious Moments figurines. What's she supposed to do with all of them?
Relax. The revenue will start rolling in before the end of the month. Your show will be open in 2 weeks, and then it's Easy Street, baby.
Easy Street. You know, that does sound nice. I'm going to make this check out for $400,050. Just tell them to buy a few more big plastic E's for the marquee with the extra 50. Just to be on the safe side.
Excellent decision, my dear. Now, I'll take that check and leave the papers with you to sign. I'll come back and pick them up later tonight at 8 p.m. on the dot.
Don't you want to watch me sign them? I thought it could be something we do together as boyfriend and girlfriend.
Signing official legal documents is a very private thing, dear. I think it's best if I rush away with this check and leave the rest to you.
Well, if you think so, you are my business manager.
I'll see you later tonight at 8 p.m. and not a moment later.
That night at 7:59 p.m., Leonora sat once again facing herself in the vanity mirror. She was pulling on a long pair of white satin evening gloves when she was overcome by a memory.
Oh my! I'm overcome by a memory! These elbow-length white satin evening gloves remind me of a night many years ago. The night I was crowned Queen of the Rye, 1978. Oh, I was so nervous. I just knew Betty Lou Blue Guy Pan was going to win. She answered the host's question about the gas crisis so eloquently. And I had a big pimple on my thigh, so I was stunned I even made it past the first round. Maybe it was the way I looked in my evening gown, or maybe the judges loved it when, during the talent portion, I explained the Watergate scandal to a group of kindergartners. I guess I'll never know what it was they liked best about me, but they must have seen something. They must have known. If any of those judges are still alive, they'll be the only ones in town not surprised to see me. Me, Leonora Hecklebone, Queen of the Rye, 1978, become a huge star. It's 8 o'clock. Scotty should be here. He said 8 p.m. and not a moment later. Come on, Scotty, where are you? My business manager and my beau. Maybe Scotty stopped off at the jewelry store to buy me a present to make today even more special. Oh, maybe he stopped to buy me an engagement ring and the clerk took extra time to wrap it because the diamond was so big. Maybe that's why he's late. I'm sure it's something like that. I'm sure it's nothing to do with the production. He cares about it as much as me. That's why I made those checks out to him so he could... I'm sure he's coming. Bushtown girl, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Oh, where is he? He said 8 p.m. on the dot. He didn't. He couldn't have. My money? Oh, my money! I'm such a fool! Me, the queen of the ride!
Leonora!
Scotty! You came!
Oh, of course I did. The night's just so foggy, I kept missing your driveway.
Then everything is still on? My show? The big premiere?
Oh, of course! They're painting your sets and hiring your chorus boys right now.
Oh, what a relief it is!
Yes, it was all true. And 2 weeks later, Leonora and Scotty were driving up to the theater in a white stretch limousine.
You're gonna be a smash, Leonora. I just know it. The whole first week of shows is already sold out.
I think you're right, Scotty. It feels like my whole life has been leading up to this moment ever since they placed that Rye Queen crown on my head in 1970. Scotty, look.
Oh, no.
Scotty, I can't go on. How could you let this happen?
Leonora, I...
Backwards threes! My name, Leonora Hagglebone, spelled with four backwards threes! I thought I gave you extra money to ensure this would never happen!
Leonora, I can't lie any longer. I've been skimming money off the top of those checks you wrote. I kept that extra $50 and bought spaghetti and erotica with it.
Scotty, how could you? You know I can't go on under these conditions, and you've ruined three lives.
I know I ruined my life and yours, but... Oh, it's a...
My mother's!
That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Now, back to the show.
What's going on? All right, well, Mrs. Schneidbottom, I think they're delivering that bird. It got spooked from the hot subjects. And so I think they're maybe going to take it to one of those bird hotels.
Bird hotel. Got a lot of those around town.
There's a lot of, big vacancy signs in all the windows. So I think that's where it's going to go. So that wraps that up, and it wraps the show up.
And that's sad.
It's so sad.
I'm still sad and reeling from the earlier announcement.
We're still vibing out.
Still vibing out. Cliff, if our listeners want to vibe out, they can listen to us every week on going to iTunes, search Cliff and Kendall.
And why not?
Coast to coast. Why not? What? Do yourself a favor.
Why would you not? Kendall.
Yes.
A microbe is so very small, you cannot make him out at all. And that was said by Hilaire Belloc.
Hilaire Belloc. Beautiful.
Whoa.
Cliff, ever consider what pets must think of us? I mean, here we come from the grocery store with the most amazing haul. Chicken, pork, half a cow. They must think we're the greatest hunters on earth.
Shit.
That was said by Ann Taylor.
Said it right.
Ann Loft.
Damn, man. Kendall, if called by a panther, don't answer. And that was said by Ogden Nash.
Why would I?
Good rejoinder.
Good old Ogden Nash.
Yeah. That was him.
You have any more? I got another one.
I'm full of them. You give me another one. Clip. I thought you'd fallen asleep over there.
I did. Sorry. Pets have more love and compassion in them than most humans. And that was Robert Wagner. And it's true.
Oh.
It's so true.
Bobby Wagner. I think I could turn and live with animals. They are so placid and self-contained. I stand and look at them long and long. They do not sweat and whine about their condition. They do not lie awake in the dark and weep for their sins. They do not make me sick discussing their duty to God. Not one is dissatisfied. Not one is demented with the mania of owning things. Not one kneels to another, nor to his kind that liveth thousands of years ago. Not one is respectable or unhappy over the whole earth. And that was said...
Walt Whitman.
Leaves of grass, my ass, Walt Whitman. Yeah.
It makes me sad to be a human. I want to be a pet.
You can just tell, Whitman. I know you.
I think I've heard that before.
You're an old Whitmaniac.
Old Whitmaniac.
From way back.
All right, Cliff, take us home.
Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.